This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a lot of news going on, but apparently what's making headlines is kind of yummy. I'm not a big pie eater. Why would I waste dessert calories on something that's not cake or cookies or candy? But if I was going to eat pie, I like key lime. I like key lime pie. And I never really cared where it came from or why it's called key lime pie. I just know that it's yummy. Well, apparently there's this huge feud going on among culinary experts over the origin of key lime pie. Florida Keys culinary experts claim that key lime pie is theirs, but there's a cookbook author who says, it was not invented on the island chain of the Florida Keys. Pastry chef Stella Parks wrote in her book, Brave Tart, Iconic American Desserts. Brave Tart, I like that. That the Borden Milk Company invented the recipe in 1931 to market sweetened condensed milk, which was a prime ingredient in key lime pie. But Key Westerners are like, oh, hell no. They said key lime pie wasn't invented in the 1930s. We have local newspaper articles from 1926 saying we used to eat key lime pie. David Sloan, author of the Key West Key Lime Pie Cookbook, says his research proves key lime pie existed before 1931. Sloan actually says it was perfected in the late 1800s in Key West by a woman named Aunt Sally. Now, according to this, this is the New York Post. I know, I love how New York is, you know, reporting on this, because it's, you know, New Yorkers look at Floridians differently, you know. You know, they look at Floridians as, man, you guys have it easy. You know, we have it a lot tougher. We got tougher weather. We got tougher crime. We got tougher cities. You know, you got the beaches or whatever. And Floridians are like, no. We got the palmetto bug, so back off, okay? But anyway, Sloan says that the key lime pie was perfected in the late 1800s. Aunt Sally adapted sponge fishermen's custom of blending stale Cuban bread, sweetened condensed milk, and key lime juice. Now, I don't really care, honestly. I mean, just give me some pie. But I guess that's what the key lime pie filling is. It's egg yolk, sweetened condensed milk, and key lime juice. And so aficionados argue, you know, how do you make it? Do you put whipped cream on top? Do you do pastry crust, etc.? But I guess William Curry was a ship salvager. I guess he lived in the 1800s. And he was Florida's first self-made millionaire, known as Rich Bill. And he had a cook named Aunt Sally. And they're saying Aunt Sally was the one that made the pie. Some think maybe she didn't create key lime pie, but she did perfect a delicacy that was a creation of the area fishermen. So, they say sponge fishermen used to stay at sea for quite a while. And sponge fishing was a huge business back then. And so rations were meager. You had some sugar, you had some eggs, you had some canned milk, maybe some soda crackers, some nuts and citrus fruit. So, they made a tart pie that they would take on fishing trips. And it was really, really yummy. And they think that one of these men shared the recipe with some of the women. And that's how Aunt Sally got a hold of it. Then they say there was no fresh milk, refrigeration, or ice available in Florida Keys. until tank trucks were able to get to them with the Overseas Highway in 1930. So because of lack of milk, local cooks had to rely on canned sweetened condensed milk. And that was invented by Gail Borden in 1856. Now, it's not that I care about the pie. I just care about, you know, history. I love history. Now, some of you are like, well, what the hell are key limes? You're talking about key lime juice? They say there's a key lime tree. It's native to Malaysia. They think it arrived in the Florida Keys in the 1500s when the Spanish came and found Florida. And key limes, they look like confused lemons. They're smaller than a golf ball. They got yellow-green skin. Sometimes they're splotchy brown. And I guess, according to whatscookingamerica.net, they call them West Indian or Mexican limes. They say there was a hurricane in 1926 that wiped out the key lime plantation in South Florida. So growers then replanted with Parisian limes. Those were easier to pick and transport. And so they think that we really have a different key lime than we did back then. Now, let's just talk about pies for a second. What are the country's favorite pies? Apparently, Georgia peach tops the list. They say Georgia peach with the yummy peaches, with the flaky crust. People do. I do. I love peach, especially Georgia peaches. Then coconut custard. That's a biggie. Deep dish strawberry rhubarb. Now, I've had strawberry pie. I don't think I've had rhubarb pie, but that's supposed to be really yummy. Dulce de leche ice cream pie. That's not tres leches. That's a little different. I guess that's really common. Chocolate cream pie I get, because that's like chocolate mousse. But it basically is like chocolate pudding, and they can make it, you know, very silky and yummy. And anyway, all right. Yogurt and apricot pie with crunchy granola crust. That comes from foodandwine.com. Flaky pear pie. Have you guys ever had a pear pie? I haven't. No. Grilled grapefruit, chilled grapefruit, caramel meringue pie. You've never had that. Chocolate pecan pie. Okay, you're getting somewhere with that one. And then lime cream blackberry pie. Where are they getting these as the all-time favorite pies? Where's apple? Where's pumpkin? Where's cherry? Where's lemon meringue? Yeah, this was called the top 10 all-time favorite pies. Listen, I still haven't had a Big Mac, and you know, we just celebrated Big Mac's 50th. So let me have a Big Mac, and then I'll go get some pie, and I'll be done with my calories for the week. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two Florida nursing home employees have been charged with using duct tape to restrain and quiet a patient who had dementia. The woman was only 67. But Boynton Police in Boynton Beach, Florida, said in a news release last week that 52-year-old LaShron Williams and 44-year-old Fijal Brudent duct-taped a 67-year-old woman to a chair and used tape to cover her mouth. They were arrested and charged with elder abuse and false imprisonment. Detectives say Brudent confessed to duct taping the victim July 3rd, telling them that the woman would remain quiet. Williams told police that Brudent duct taped the victim. She said she uncovered the patient's mouth to give her sleeping pills. She said she told Brudent it was wrong to duct tape patients, but did not report her. Both are being held Friday at the Palm Beach County Jail on $3,000 bail. Now, in the same week, we hear of an Indiana couple who accused a special education teacher of restraining by strapping their autistic child to a chair in the classroom. Charles and Heather Castle alleged in a federal lawsuit filed last month that the teacher and two paraprofessionals at Kingsford Heights Elementary School tied their daughter down to a plywood chair with a belt, causing bruises and abrasions to her body. The lawsuit alleges that the LaPorte Community School Group in Indiana violated its own policies regarding student restraint and never informed the parents that their daughter was placed in the device. The defendants include the school district, the South LaPorte County Special Education Cooperative Administration, the principal, the administrative assistant, the teacher, and the paraprofessionals. The parents had concerns about their daughter's care before this past school year, the complaint stated. The girls came home from school in April 2017 with no shoes, socks, or a coat. The bus driver told the parents that the girl was not wearing them when she got on the bus at school, so it's not like she was mugged on the bus. Then the girl came home next month with bruises, and a teacher said that happened when she fell on a desk. The Castles grew suspicious after the fall semester began, when their daughter began exhibiting new and troubling behaviors at home, emotionally outbursts, refusing to wear a seatbelt, and then the parents noticed bruises and abrasions on her hips, back, and arms. Now, some people will say, look, kids are clumsy, so maybe this is happening because they were clumsy. And autistic children with Asperger's, one of their characteristics, not all of them, but one thing that sometimes very commonly happens is they're not very athletic, they're very clumsy. The thing is we medical professionals can tell if a bruise is abuse or a location of a bruise is abuse versus a fall. You know, the knees, the elbows, but when you see bruises and things in areas that you could tell that those are areas where it was somebody restraining them too hard or squeezing them too hard or shaking them. So there's ways to tell. There's an art to it, believe it or not. So, yes, educators out there are like, look, I don't want to be accused of abuse because this kid bruises themselves. You know, I bruise very easily. And, you know, I'm at work and some of my colleagues are like, what happened to you? And I'm like, I'm fine. Trust me, I'm fine. Corey is, he doesn't touch me. We're fine. I just bruise easily. And everyone's always looking for, and I'm like, it's fine. I bruise easily. It's okay. You know, so I get how nobody wants to be falsely accused, but this is looking this looks odd. And I guess the parents decided to go into the classroom, and the dad was shocked to see a homemade wooden restraint desk with his daughter's name on it and a tan belt next to it. So there was actually a restraint desk labeled for his daughter. Oh, I would have lost it. I would have lost it right then and there. And the girls' individualized education plan did not allow for the use of a restraint chair. And they never received an incident report detailing the use of the restraint. Now, the school said they hadn't done anything wrong, according to the lawsuit. And Indiana Administrative Code prohibits the use of physical restraint in schools, except where the student's behavior poses imminent risk of injury to self or others. Furthermore, it prohibits using all mechanical restraints or devices attached to or adjacent to a student's body so that the student cannot remove them. Now, of course, there's, you know, we need to hear the school side of the story, you know, etc. But, you know, school restraints, nursing home restraints, what's the deal with it? And so, restraints of students are allowed. Same thing with patients. We will restrain patients if they are being intubated and we sedate them and we make sure we have perfect control. You do have, we make sure they're comfortable. Many times people will inadvertently pull out the tube. And so many times ICU patients, even if they're in a coma or whatever, may have restraints. So they don't accidentally rip the tube or rip out their catheter. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a urethra, a male urethra, from somebody who keeps tearing out his catheter. But, you know, if we think they could do bodily harm to themselves, yes, we can use restraints. I'm looking at one policy of a school district for restraint of students. And they do have a policy of restraining. They say a member of staff of a government school, this is, I believe, in in Canada, may take any reasonable action that is immediately required to restrain a student of the school from acts or behavior that is dangerous to the member of staff, the student, or any other person. However, physical restraint should not be used if it's a student's refusal to comply with the direction, a student leaving a classroom without permission, verbal threats of harm from a student unless there's a reasonable belief, property destruction, unless that destruction is placing any person at immediate risk or harm. So, school staff can use physical restraint if there is an imminent threat of physical harm or danger to others. Remember there was a case where a principal used, what did he use? The principal called the police. He didn't restrain the child, he called the police. So the police came, and this child was tearing up an office, books falling, bookshelf could fall. So the police put the child in handcuffs. And I believe the police and the school got sued. It was all over the news because the family was furious. But when schools restrain a child, they're playing with fire in terms of doing it improperly or, you know, overstepping. Having an actual chair with the child's name on it for everybody to see with a belt and I don't see that as being proper restraint. So this is something we need to talk about. So going back to the nursing home patient, elder abuse. We fear putting a loved one into a nursing home because we hear all these stories of elder abuse. Now, somebody pulling out their catheter, pulling out their IV, taking somebody else's medications, hitting another resident, having sex, groping another resident. We're going to use restraints if they are going to be at risk to other people. We don't want to over-medicate and keep putting them to sleep. But if they're at risk of hurting other people, we will use restraints. However, somebody yelling and talking and singing loud and whatever, no, there's no reason to restrain them. Somebody with dementia can still feel pain, can still feel isolation. And it's something that I don't think we as a society know how to deal with. Same thing with autistic children. What now they're saying 1 in 56 have some range of the autism spectrum disorder. When an autistic child or another child that has certain challenges with their social skills, you know, sometimes goes off on a fit, they could hurt themselves. They could hurt others. And so I think society needs to agree on a policy of restraint. A desk with a name on it, with a belt that's causing a child to bruise. You know, when you restrain somebody, they shouldn't bruise from them. The restraints we use in the hospital, they're linen. You don't bruise from the restraints. So that would be my first, mandate. It's a restraint that doesn't hurt the person. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
North Korea handed over 55 boxes of bones that it said were the remains of American war dead from the Korean War. It provided a single military dog tag, but no other information. Now the bones will be flown to Hawaii for analysis. There will also be a ceremony that Mike Pence will speak at. Senator Cory Gardner explains why this ceremony is so special for Vice President Pence.
As a son of a Korean War veteran, I think it suggests how highly placed this ceremony is and how important it is to not just the president, but to millions of Americans who've served overseas, whether it was the Korean War, whether it was more recent conflicts.
As of Wednesday, more than 1,000 homes were destroyed and almost 200 more damaged as a sprawling wildfire ignited by a spark from a towed vehicle grew to 180 square miles. As of right now, this is one of the top 10 worst fires in California history. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just...
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So I got some good news for you guys. We have a study that is out telling us that cell phones do not cause brain cancer. This is the largest study of its kind after there was many flirtations with the topic of cell phone radiation causing cancer. And this latest study comes from Spain, muy bien hecho, of more than 9,000 people finding no evidence radiation given off by mobile cell phones or microwaves put us at risk of brain tumors. Now, cell phones give off electromagnetic field radiation that has been linked to genetic damage and cancer, the EMF radiation. And in 2011, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classified EMF radiation as possibly carcinogenic to humans. However, scientists of this recent study, which they say is the largest so far... Oh, sorry, I got some volume coming in here. Hold on. Why do we have volume? Yeah, I don't know why. These ads, I apologize. So, I don't know, some ad for, I don't know, teeth. Anyway, they say, this having 9,000 people is one of the largest studies that they've done. So what did they do? So they looked at 9,000 people from 7 different countries, of which more than 5,000 had a brain tumor. Then what they did is they looked at the exposure via interviews to determine if the participants worked with or nearby radiation sources. The participants' careers had varied. Some had high EMF exposure through their jobs, like medical diagnostics or telecommunications or radar engineering. And they say of the participants, 10% were considered to have high EMF exposure, 1% intermediate. And so when they looked at the 5,000 that had a brain tumor, they couldn't relate that to the EMF exposure. They actually found no evidence. They said relatively few of the participants were exposed to high amounts of EMF. So maybe they need to do more studies. I really don't like studies where you interview the patient. How often did you use your cell phone? Oh, I think I use it maybe once a week. Like once a week, you're on it 70 times a morning. So I'm a little nervous about interview. But here's my thing. All right? I know my family. I know my friends. I know my coworkers. I see them always on their cell phone. And thank God I have never seen them develop a brain tumor. So to me, that's some pretty damn good evidence. Now, there was a study discussing how Wi-Fi and cell phones can increase a pregnant woman's risk of suffering a miscarriage by nearly 50%. This was a study that happened in December 2017. And they had found that cell phones and power lines and cell towers could put a stress on the body. And they say those exposed to the highest levels of magnetic field non-ionizing radiation are 48% more likely to lose their baby than women exposed to very little. And they had followed their pregnancy outcomes. They say among pregnant women exposed to the highest levels, 24.2% had a miscarriage compared to 10.4%. And that risk occurred regardless whether a woman had miscarriages in the past. You know, because some people say, well, if you miscarried before, maybe you're more likely to miscarry now. They say it was regardless. So what does this mean for you or I? Well, first, okay, the proof is in the pudding. That's how I like to look at things. So since I see multiple people use cell phones and I have not seen an increased incidence of brain tumors, I think we could safely say that there is not a direct link. But what should we be suspicious or cautiously optimistic about? Well, we are exposing ourselves to a hell of a lot of radiation. And I don't like the way I feel after being on the phone for a long time. Like if I'm on the phone with my mother, I feel sick afterwards. And I know you're like, well, you know, yeah, you were talking to your mother. No. Scientifically, I've already extrapolated that out because I could have a good conversation with her and I still feel ill when I get off the phone. Or I could talk to a friend of mine. And after a while, I just have to get off the phone. So the fact that it makes me feel bad, that means I'm getting exposed to something. It doesn't necessarily mean it's cancer-causing. Also, my ear gets hot. I do not like that feeling at all. I don't like anything baking or cooking on my body. I just think frying a body part is not good. So, you know, when somebody says, well, we are seeing a slight increased risk of acoustic neuromas, or we are seeing, you know, maybe more brain tumors. Well, is that because of cell phones? Or is it because we're flying more and there's radiation when you fly? Is it because we're in front of a computer screen? Is it because we're not going outside as much and we're not getting as much sunlight? And we're not getting as much vitamin D? Is it because we're eating like crap? So you see, there's a whole lot of other... If somebody claims that there's more cancer now, is it because we're outliving the heart attacks? Is it because we're diagnosing things quicker? You know, is it, there's a whole slew of other factors that could be involved. But the topic still remains that cell phone radiation, this ionizing radiation, or these, it's a radio wave. It's a non-ionizing radiation. So basically, cell phones emit radio waves. It's non-ionizing. It provides, an energy source through radio frequency. Ionizing radiation, that's the one that's more dangerous. That's emitted by X-rays, cosmic rays, radon, and those have been linked to cancer. Because they're a higher frequency, higher energy form of electromagnetic radiation. So non-ionizing radiation are your radio waves, your microwaves, your visible light, but also UV light. UV light is non-ionizing, and it can still be linked to cancer. Ionizing radiation, though, is worse. Now, where did then this topic come from? Why did we have to have this study telling us that no, it's been disproved? What study came out even suggesting brain tumors and cell phones? Well, there was a few. One of the more recent ones was in May of 2016. They had found that cell phone radiation caused brain tumors in mice. They said rats exposed to the radio frequency radiation for 7 to 9 hours a day, every day of the week, were more prone to develop malignant gliomas, as well as tumors in the heart. Now, the study was not intended to be translated to human risk, but you hear that a rat got a tumor, you're like, well, humans could too. However, there's been many agencies speaking out. The National Cancer Institute, the CDC, the FDA, the FCC, stating there is not enough evidence that exists to establish a link between cell phones and cancer. So what do we do? Well, one is we still wait and see. I like this study. To me, does it put it to rest? No. So I'm still going to take precautions, not because I'm so much worried about brain tumor. It's I really think that we should try to limit as much radiation as we can. At the same time, we need to still think about how to get sunlight. And I would rather swap, if my body only has a patience, you know, for, let's say, 5 minutes of any radiation, I'd rather it get sun than the cell phone. So keep your cell phone away from your body if you can. Reduce cell phone use, especially when the signal is weak. Reduce the use of cell phones that stream audio or video to download or upload large files. You don't have to be right there. You don't have to be watching it. Have the download or upload done and then maybe watch it when it's in memory. Keep the phone away from your head or away from the bed at night. I know many of us use it as an alarm. Remove headsets when you're not on a call. And avoid products that claim to block radio frequency energy because those products may actually increase your exposure because you may have a false sense of security. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In politics, there's been a lot of talk about how Donald Trump might be actually saving the Republican Party. For those of us who are a little sick of politics, I've been sick of politics since the 2008 election. I'm still intrigued by how a political party stays afloat. You know, I told you guys, my problem with politicians is their career has to come first. You know, the country can't come first. The career has to. They are no good to, you know, Kansas, to California, to a whole variety of, they are no good to anybody in this country if they can't be reelected at the next election. And so you're hearing, you have heard, unfortunately, even up until this presidency, even in this presidency, that there's a huge divide among ethnicities and politics. And I found that very odd. You know, I'm watching the news, and they say, you know, the Republicans can't get women voters, and they can't get Jewish voters, and African-American voters, and Hispanic voters. And I'm like, what? Wait, what? What? As a woman, as a Jew, I see a lot of conservative women, a lot of conservative Jews. We have Latinos in our family that are conservative. Who is saying that? Oh, well, Jews are generally Democrat. No. Jews are Jews. Catholics are Catholics. I mean, are Catholics Republican or are Catholics Democrat? Well, no, we don't break it up on that. Well, then why are you breaking it down with Jews? There's Democratic Mormons. There's Republican Mormons. I can't stand when people will pick a race or pick a gender or pick an ethnicity or a religion and then label it with a political leaning. You know, I mean, in Judaism, you know, very, very conservative Judaism, more orthodox, shall we say. Yeah, you know, we believe in, you know, the fetus is a life. You know, we believe in a lot of very similar values as Catholics and Christians and Muslims and Hindus. And we kind of are all pretty similar on that. And so maybe there may be some more political leaning depending on how religious you are. But it's like apples and oranges. And so we're hearing talks about how Donald Trump may be winning over African Americans because he's reducing the unemployment rate among African Americans and that they may start voting more Republican. And I just believe that there's already a lot of African Americans that vote one way or the other. We're trying to make all this progress not to label, not to bring up stereotypes. You know? It's a form of racism when you do that. Yet, it seems to me that in the liberal media, they have no problem saying, you know, blacks are Democrat. Why? Well, because, you know, they're more interested in, social services and all. Isn't that racist? What are you guys talking about that? What are you guys talking about? African Americans are concerned about the exact same things that anybody else is. We're concerned about the economy. We're concerned about our health. We're concerned about national security. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, if unemployment rate is down, you know, it's very interesting how, you know, depending on the media outlet, they could get away with saying something and it's not considered, you know, racist or un-PC, politically incorrect. Yet, I think at some point it's insulting. You know, saying women will tend to be Democrat, where are you getting that? Now you're hearing talks about how Donald Trump may be saving the Republican Party because he may be attracting more women, more Jews, more African Americans. I want everybody to stop with the concept of once you vote Democrat, you're Democrat for life. Or once you vote Republican, you're Republican for life. All right? We're smarter than that. Now, yes, we may, you know, lean one side or the other. But I think a lot of us could agree that we really vote for the person. And if the person looks good, and if the person is going to do a good job, I mean, I'm not going to vote for a conservative who's a jerk or who I think is going to, you know, just because they have an R next to their name, or I'm not going to vote for a Democrat because they're female. You know how insulting that is? You hear this all the time. And, I mean, if it really does happen in real life, then we women are doing this to ourselves. Well, you know, the women are going to vote for the women. And the Democrats are going to win because they're going to put the women on, for, you know, on top first, you know, with the list. You know, D comes before R, so the woman is listed first, so they're going to get picked first. And, the women will all vote for women. No, we don't do that. A woman doesn't just vote for other women. I mean, we have, yeah, just like African Americans or Hispanics. I mean, you know, we have intellect. I mean, you know, we have a thought process before we vote. Why are we being lumped in as, oh, no, we're just going to pick somebody who's like us? That's insulting. Now, if the economy is getting better, and if prior groups of constituents who had high unemployment rates aren't, yeah, they may do better. You know, I was very, very curious about, from a race standpoint, the immigration leanings and where people, you know, fall on immigration. You know, as I told you, I had ex-employees after I had left my practice and, you know, they didn't stay on with the practice that took over, saying, you know, they were having difficulty getting a job because Hispanic women are getting hired more than they are because they don't speak Spanish. And, you know, I said, well, it's a skill. It's not an ethnicity thing. You know, again, you know, learn Spanish. And I mean, you know, for me, I was hired, you know, I was the first one hired out of residency. I think the first one hired out of my medical school class because I spoke Spanish. I'm not Hispanic. So it wasn't an ethnicity issue. But there is a tool set that is needed in this day and age because people want bilingual. Bilingual is huge. However, I see how that is concerning certain groups that don't speak Spanish because the more of a population that is non-English speaking, the less of a commodity you are in that field. And it's very, very difficult to go through training and go through, you know, as far as you've gone in your schooling or in your training with your degrees and your licensure, just to not get a job because you don't speak a second language, which is why it is so imperative that, you know, we you know, learn to speak more than one language. Most other countries teach their children, you know, multiple languages. But you wonder if we have a lot of groups that are not getting hired because they, you know, don't speak, you know, they can't speak to non-English speaking. You would think they would be a little bit more inclined to vote for tighter immigration. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.